Elizabeth Warren calls to shut down crisis pregnancy centers all around the country. By Paul Bois on July 12, 2022. Pro-abortion fanatic Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has called to shut down crisis pregnancy centers all around the country for their work in helping women seek alternatives to abortion. Speaking with reporters, a visibly upset Warren falsely accused crisis pregnancy centers of fooling women out of getting an abortion. In Massachusetts, right now, those crisis pregnancy centers that are there to fool people who are looking for pregnancy termination help outnumber true abortion clinics by 3-0-1. We need to shut them down here in Massachusetts and we need to shut them down all around the country. Elizabeth Warren's condemnation of crisis pregnancy centers comes after multiple clinics around the country have been subject to vandalism and intimidation by radical pro-abortion groups like Jane's Revenge. Just this week, a director of a crisis pregnancy center in California told the Senate Judiciary Committee that her clinic had to hire 24-hour security due to ongoing threats. Pregnancy care centers from coast to coast are being targeted for violent assaults of vandalism and hateful attacks online and in the media, said Heidi Matsky, the director of the Alternatives Pregnancy Center in California. Just last week, a man approached our care center with an armed machete. She added, "We have been forced to hire 24-hour on-site security. We have had to reinforce doors and bulletproof our walls. We've had to paint our building with anti-graffiti coating. We've added cameras, armed our staff with pepper spray and stopped running our mobile clinic because of threats of violence." This past June, as the Supreme Court stood on the precipice of overturning Roe v. Wade, the radical abortion group Jane's Revenge threatened domestic terrorism against crisis pregnancy centers. "From here forward, any anti-choice group who closes their doors and stops operating will no longer be a target. But until you do, it's open season, and we know where your operations are. The infrastructure of the enslavers will not survive. We will never stop, back down, slow down, or retreat," it said in an open letter.